Yay! All right. Does it feel like it's been 3.5 months to you guys? Like, does it feel like it's time to be at the end of foundations?
No.
Me neither. I'm like, how? What's going on with that? But yeah, tonight is call number 11, and we'll talk about this more in just a few moments here in terms of what all of this means. But I do want to have like a symbolic, at least a symbolic kind of milestone wrap out to this journey and the cohort journey for foundations. We may continue forward doing like a once a month call and kind of dive into some advanced stuff, or we might kind of wrap it here, take a break, and see where people are at in a month or so. So tonight will symbolize the completion of this round at the very least. And we're going to celebrate. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about all the cool stuff you've learned and the amazing things that you've grown into. And my goodness, like thinking back to July and like having the conversations with some of you about where you were at in your like coaching or how you felt about yourselves as coaches, and then like fast forward to now, and it's like it's just so amazing. So we'll do tonight just to give you like a sense of the overview and the flow. Who can, if we need slash want to, who can stay 2.5 hours?
I think I can.
Ashley can. Okay.
I ate an apple so I wouldn't get hungry.
Oh, I've been starving you out. Terrible. Okay, cool. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to save the last 30 minutes for Q&A. So we're going to like cover a bunch of ground in the 2 hours, and then whoever can stick around and or wants to stick around for like further discussion or Q&A at the end, that way there's nothing that's like super potent, important that's being missed out on at the tail. So we're going to do a check-in round as we usually do, and we'll lean into that quite a bit, maybe like 5 minutes each. Since we are kind of completing the journey, we want to check in on where you're at right now. We'll do some more of that kind of sprinkled throughout the call too. And then we're going to go ahead and review the journey from reminds me of like in the movies, so they're like, diddle-loo, diddle-loo, and the screen gets wavy and they time travel and they go back to the beginning. So we're going to go back to the beginning of this journey, back to July, and kind of touch on each of the foundations and share anything, refresh it a little bit, maybe ask any questions, just kind of reinforcing the order of operations that we've all traveled through and some of the major themes that we've covered. And along the way, we'll do some sharing about, you know, because I know that certain parts of it were pretty significant for certain people, and then other parts of it were like kind of sticking points of like, I'm not really getting what's going on. So we'll just do some sharing around that. We'll talk about, I have some specific questions for you, kind of like a sharing round, popcorn round, after we do a recap of the journey. And then we'll shift into talking about what's next in terms of your businesses, in terms of business development. I know that you're all kind of at different places in your, well, is that true? Not, that's not necessarily true. You're all pretty much kind of on the same page. Well, we'll talk about next steps biz dev wise and like back end setup, tech setup. Any questions that you guys have about that, I'm happy to answer those, even though I think most of or all of you kind of have a sense of that. And consultations. I had posted the consultation video in the group this week, and I know there's like a lot in there. So we'll do a little recap of that toward the end of the call. And then we're going to do some sharing, and we'll do some sharing about like the buddy coaching calls and how those were, and any feedback that you ladies have for each other, and you know, any moments that stood out or progress that you've seen in each other and things like that. And we'll kind of see where we are at that point. Cool. Any questions before we hit go? Sound good? Cool. All right. So we'll do check-in round, and as our grand finale check-in round, let's do a let's do a gratitude specific specifically a gratitude for something that you've learned about yourself or something that you've grown into along this journey in Foundations. And then your check-in, whatever you want to share with us and where you're at, how things are going, in terms of like action items in the flow of the journey, but also like in your progress. So we'll just keep it to those two, and we'll do 5 minutes, 6 minutes each, something like that. I'll kind of watch the clock here. And who would like to start? Volunteers. I know Ashley does because I haven't seen her in 2 weeks.
Sure. I don't feel like I have a lot of check-in around coaching because it's been a crazy few weeks personally, but well, what am I grateful for around myself? I think I've grown a lot throughout this, our Foundations training, and I'm really grateful for, how I approach like coaching and my competence in coaching. I've gotten a lot more confident in my coaching, as well as just the, really embracing the being in the present moment with my clients, with in life in general, but also just really with my coaching and how that has reflected and, really helped me grow as a coach. So that's what I'm grateful for. And in terms of check-in last couple of weeks. So personally, I've had a lot of, we've been traveling quite a bit, so I haven't as been focused on my coaching business. The 2 weekends ago was our 1 year and wedding anniversary. So we went to Santa Cruz and spent a long weekend there. And then, literally we got back for like a day and a half, and then some of my family members arrived in town. And so, they were in town for one of my nephews is graduating from Marine boot camp down in San Diego. So we went down to San Diego and spent with them. And so we just got back from that on Sunday. And so there's just been a lot of traveling and a lot of moving around. So not a lot of time to focus on coaching other than like I still have, you know, some of my coaching clients and calls and sessions with them, but I feel like I've been a little bit disconnected in terms of like actually like working on my business and doing that kind of stuff, so haven't been able to do that. And then this week has been playing catch up with my consulting stuff, which is fine, it's whatever, it's money, it's income. So that I've just been focused on some of that stuff and playing catch up around that. And then, you know, and I have my regular coaching sessions, but I did start with a new client on Monday night. And so that was cool. Yes, that is, and she's a former boss of mine. I think I told you guys she was considering signing and she ended up signing. So that was awesome. Yeah, and we started Monday night, really good conversation and initial session with her. I have another client who I talked to yesterday who she's on her 10 of 12 sessions, and we talked about re-signing and renewing. December's kind of crazy for her, but she wants to definitely pick it back up in January, so that was exciting to hear. And I think I mentioned on last call, like, yeah, that my rates have, I asked the question around what to do, like, if your rates have increased, and I shared with Fawn earlier that I did talk to her about that, and she was totally understood, and gave me a very nice compliment, too. So she, it was just really good to hear that she understood, and I'll probably give her some type of discount, because she's a continuing client, but it was cool to talk to her about that and for it to be validated that she was like, yeah, it's definitely valuable. So we'll figure it out. So I need to send her all that like pricing information and want to kind of think through what makes the most sense for her, given she has done or will have done 12 sessions with me. Both of us feel like we've just now starting to crack the surface on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We were having weekly sessions, and so and we were pretty, she was pretty consistent with the weekly sessions. So it will be interesting to come up and think through, and Fawn will probably spend some time talking about this when we catch up next, but think through like what makes the most sense for her, for our next round of package, because she does really want to, now that a lot of this is starting to make sense for her. And it was just really cool to get feedback from her that she was like, it's all starting to connect. And she's like, now that you're on this like different vibration, she's like, other people are coming into my life or being attracted to it. She's like, and now, and I don't know, it was just really cool session with her yesterday for her to repeat back to me a lot of the things that we have been talking about. And it sounds like it's starting to really, really sink in with her. So it's cool. And then I think we lost Fawn, but I'll keep going. Can you guys still hear me? Okay, cool. And then I don't know that I have a ton of other updates. I feel like I'm kind of, I really want to, I really want to start working towards getting clients on a consistent basis. And I don't, it's always that like struggle between, or that balance between, I have my consulting stuff, which is giving me money right now, and I have time that I got to spend on that. And then I have my clients, my coaching clients, and, you know, doing everything that is involved with that, even, you know, outside of the sessions too, right? And then also still trying to find time to actually focus on business development stuff. Because I feel like I just haven't really hit that like sweet spot of finding time to focus on that and to figure out how to consistently get clients. But I feel like that's a little chicken and egg, because I'm like, I want to get rid of my consulting stuff so I can be full-time coach, but I won't, I don't know, for me to do that, I need to feel like I'm consistently getting, you know, like X amount of clients every month or something. So, so yeah, so that's where I'm at.
I do understand that. I was just talking to my friend about that yesterday. I was like, how do you, like, how does it happen? How do you transform from, you know, a part-time coach to a full-time? Like, what does that look like? Am I, you know, poor for a while, or am I like overwhelmed by doing both things until I can actually drop that off? And I just, you know, so I've been thinking ever since she asked that question, like, what is your goal? Is it 6 months full time? Is it part time? And I've been like, I put on there 2 years and that's it. I'm not going to teach, you know, and I'm like, what does that look like though? You know, it's just, right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. That's where I like, I want to do it sooner than 2 years, because I don't want to, because unlike you, I don't love consulting. So. I mean, it's better than being full-time in the corporate world for sure, because I have a lot more balance and control of my time, 100%. Right. But it's still corporate shit that I don't care about.
Right.
So. Yeah. I think Fawn texted me. Hold on 1 second. Wi-Fi just went out. Fingers crossed it should come back. Keep the check-in circle going. All right. Okay. But yeah, so that's my check-in. And yeah, that's where, I don't know, maybe we can talk with Fawn about it too, just making that transition, like you said, from part-time to full-time. Yeah. I really, really want to do it, and I do have a desire to do it. I think I checked on that box, like, in the next, like, 6 months, I would like to, whatever this is, to be a full-time coach. Whether that happens or not, it's fine, but I do want to work towards that, so.
Yeah, that's cool. So.
Hey, ladies, I'm here by phone. I don't know what the heck is going on. You can... Ash, did you complete your share, or are you still in the middle?
I just did, and I relayed your note too.
Okay, awesome, thank you. Who would like to go next? Kim, I'll nominate you.
Let's see. What am I grateful for this? I know that each one of you have through the buddy calls have helped me to grow personally and as a coach. So when I'm doing my coaching sessions or just trying to be, like Ashley said, in the present moment or holding space, I'd always remember what you guys have said to me, you know, just everything, like Herky telling me to check my, tell people I'll get back to them in a minute. You know, Ashley and I think talked about everything under the sun, but and Aliana, we talked about marketing, which I had a meeting with that lady. And then Fawn with all of your Alan Watts when I wasn't feeling good. So, yeah, I'm just so grateful for that. Yeah. So that is definitely – because it was a very difficult – I had that difficult time with being sick and I wasn't sure. And so I know that everybody helped me deal with some of my everyday things. So that was great. So thank you. Let's see. So biz dev or just any updates. I think I have one client returning. One is she's decided that she's done and she's good. Yeah, so I'm excited. Let's see. So I think I am going to do another group, this time with women, and it's going to be geared towards it's not relationship coaching, but those who are going through a transition of, or maybe coming out of a relationship and talking about ways that they can deal with that change, and talking about focusing on themselves during this time, especially with the holidays coming up. So I think I'm going to do that. And it'll be similar to the principals group, but of course not exactly the same, but the flowing through change. So I've been working on that workbook. I also talked to one of my friends who does social media marketing. And so we are working on my Instagram and Facebook pages. And I think she's going to start a Twitter for me. So she's put some things out. She's also a photographer. So we took some pictures last week. So, yeah, going to do that. and that was something Aliana and I talked about on the coaching call. Because I think I just decided that the marketing thing, like I still have my hand in it because it's not totally hers to do at all. Because like I am working a full-time job and I really don't want more than 3 one-on-one clients at a time. I just, you know, or at least a week, maybe not, you know, but just a week because I can't with school, even with it being online, it's kind of overwhelming. But I do want some help in the marketing, and so she's decided that she could. She has some time to give to that. So, yeah.
Yay! Yay, Ms. Kim, this is so exciting. Your group and your – what a great idea, a group for women recently out of relationships, like right around the holidays. That is so sweet and valuable. Wow. And you're kind of adapting a workbook based on the workshop that you've done previously.
Yeah. Yay. I'm just trying to change around the, like the talking points and just making sure it's, you know, it's relating to them and making that transition out of there and dealing with the change that comes with that. I don't want it to become though a relationship conversation, you know, like how do I get them back or, you know, or anything like that. Like, I don't want to deal with that part. I want to deal with them, you know, and the feelings and the
change. And so, yeah.
Good for you. Is this going to be a one-time workshop or like an ongoing series?
I don't know. I think initially it's probably going to be maybe one time. I don't know. I'm kind of throwing it around. I'm really not sure. I know I want to offer something before the holidays, but I'm thinking maybe to turn it into a group. But mm-hmm. I haven't, like, decided yet, like, because I'm not sure. So mm-hmm. I might need to process through that with you.
mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I just saw that you booked here one-on-one, so totally we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a few ladies in mind that I'd love to send your way that are in that exact like situation right now. Yeah. Awesome. And I love that you're leaning into social media and photo shoot and doing that kind of like stretchy, putting yourself out there stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
So proud of you. Yeah. And I mean, I also love that you're, because you've been kind of navigating for a while whether you want to be the one, not want to, but you're going to be the one to do some of that, and or if you're going to delegate it or outsource it. And it sounds like you're kind of doing a little mix of both, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks for the share. Herkalicious, how you doing? Oh, my gosh. How did the interview go?
So the interview didn't happen yet. There was a medical emergency, which, so they have it on hold for now. So I guess, that's the kind of thing I was probably also wanting, you know, because I was so much in the land of, you know, not wanting to do that, but they said there's the person the interview is right now and I think it's on hold. So we'll see. So it's neither yes nor no. Let's see. And so for me, yeah, the gratitude has been, of course, you know, learning from each other and learning so many of the skills that you taught Fawn and applying them. And again, presence is, you know, that has been good. And again, from each one of you, I got a chance to practice, express, and learn. So that is, like, I also, like Kimmy, I also have pointers from each of you, like the question where Kim, you asked me, and with Ashley, I discussed my time management and stuff, and with Aliana, like she reassuring, you know, the kind of clients I wanted to. So, and it was really helpful. And with Stacy too, you know, we had a deep call. So yeah, that was the buddy coaching was very helpful, as well as all the material that we covered. Yeah, and for me also, like I was saying last time, I've been really thinking of a course, and I have I want to do something like self-care for moms, for like radical self-care where you delve into physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and whether to call it for the pandemic or not, but something on those lines. It's been, and I'm trying to work towards it, so hopefully like by the holidays, I should be able to have something ready on those. So,
and can you tell us more about it? I'm curious about that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, with the niche, how I've been almost like struggling with it, and I've discussed with you guys, and I have a friend who's also like been through this, and she, who is his coach? She's like a well-known, I forgot her name. She's like a well-known person, and that person is his coach, David Fawn. I told you about David. So he was saying, don't fret about it and about the niche. And I mean, everybody does say the riches are in the niches and all that. But like it'll evolve and stuff. So I've not been, but I also, you know, was into this, looking at how courses are created and stuff. And I have to start somewhere, and where I feel like I felt my two strongest callings, of course, like I had begun with children, but besides that, it's like moms, and then integrating all that, call it, you know, practical application of emotional well-being, spiritual growth, personal development, mental, and all that and you know, as mothers, whether they're new mothers or they have older children or whatever, just to take care of that mom component, because once she's taken care of, she ends up the whole family benefits. And one of my spiritual teachers in India used to say, he was like an enlightened master. And he said, people used to say, you seem, he always says, I usually have the blessings on the lady of the house, because once she's blessed, the whole family is, you know, taken care of, you know. And also, like in the South, they say, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, right? So I feel like, if they are nurtured, then that's a kind of service that I would, you know, I'm also a mom. I resonate well. I've, you know, done a lot of work and inner work and learned outer stuff, and have different age groups of children, you know, different struggles, and nobody gets there and nobody turns into this perfect, pretty picture, or, you know, that is often portrayed. Break some of those myths too, and yet have a enjoy your children, you know, so there is no perfectionism here, but it can be a wonderful journey of growth, of connection, of whole of being challenged, you know, a journey in itself. It's almost like a, you know, spiritual journey in itself, where like you're, you know, just right now, when Kimmy were talking, I had to go call them twice, because 2 weeks back, the boys ended up hurting each other over a remote, and I had to go to the urgent care. And so, you know, as moms, we know how this kind of stuff goes on. And not to have, when I had Reba, I had such fancy images of how a mom should be. And I was so much of guilt, mama guilt, and then trying to balance career, your relationship, and your home. So it's really navigating through that and knowing that you can still, you know, do it. There's no, you can still enjoy the ride, and it's not going to be, no matter how it is, you know. So those are some of the thoughts circulating in my head. I don't have like a, you know, written anything exact, but that's been calling out.
Beautiful. Sounds like something every mom that I talk to every week would like to be a part of. You had mentioned something about the pandemic. Is there a component of that involved too?
Yeah, so I was wondering if I should say for the pandemic, but does that help saying self-care during pandemic for moms, or does it hurt, you know, as business-wise? So
this might sound like an obvious question. What is the connection there?
People are feeling more and more moms, because of the homeschool component added to it, or like Mike in the hybrid school, or yeah, they were homeschooling. So I hear from a lot of moms, it's like managing their work, the kids, the husband or no husband, whatever, you know, it's adding to their, you know, so they're feeling more stressed out and more overwhelmed, more exhausted. So for that reason, I was thinking if I should, and there are, you know, things to do. It's even more, becomes more important. And it's sometimes it's a challenge for moms, because everybody is home, but how to still do it would be the component if I say pandemic.
I see. So something that just popped into my mind is like stay at home survival kit sort of thing, where like it's addressing the new or the amplified factors of being a stay-at-home or a mother at home during the pandemic, working, kids, etc.
Yes. So, like, and yeah, that's where and that's where my thinking was going. Should I make it pandemic, or does that like once things clear up, then does that restrict me? I don't know. Call it pandemic or not. Of course, there's, whether I call it or not, there will be elements of it covered, you know, because this is the truth. This is the new reality. So.
I think it's very topical for right now. You could always change it later to not take out pandemic, but I don't think the pandemic's going away anytime soon. And I was just actually, I had flagged an article to read earlier on my LinkedIn that popped up in my LinkedIn feed, and I'll send it to you. NPR is doing a whole series on, it's called Enough Already, How the Pandemic is Breaking Women. And the one that popped up into my feed this morning or today was, it's called Stuck at Home Moms, The Pandemic's Devastating Toll on Women. And it's all about people, everything that you just talked about, right? Like working from home and doing everything else that they've got to do with everything, everyone being at home and all of that. So I'll send it to you, but I haven't read it yet, but I just saw that they're doing a whole series.
I like the acronym Stuck at Home Moms. Wow. That's so appropriate. Yeah. Is that being used widely?
I haven't seen, that's the first time I've heard Stuck at Home Moms in some of the stuff that I've seen.
Thank you. That's really helpful, Ash. Yeah. I may end up using it and I'll give you a portion of the royalty.
I didn't come up with it. NPR came up with it.
Ashley's just the broker.
Yeah, right. So I'll take a percentage, I guess. A small percentage.
Oh, that's so timely. Oh my gosh, Stuck at Home Moms. That's perfect.
So appropriate, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it infers the pandemic. It's a lot more like specific and potent. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
thanks for sharing more about that. Oh, sorry. I'm muting myself. You guys go.
So I was just saying that the only thing is that self-care could mean a lot of things for a lot of people. So this is not like a of course it's for moms, but sometimes things are specific, very specific for new moms, like baby care type of thing. So this is not really that. But I think the verbiage that I'm using, or even using stuck at home mom, is clarifying enough, not, you know, because sometimes people niche to very specific age group or new moms or pregnant moms or, you know, that kind of thing.
I think stuck at home moms has the implication of they're working at home also.
Yeah.
Right. It kind of just like inherently has that distinction, because if they weren't working from home, they'd be at their job. Right.
All encompassing. Yeah.
And if you wanted to filter for like not new moms, I'm sure there's a way to do that in the languaging, but I think it'd be worth like just starting with that, and if you do go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason that you're not, that like new moms aren't so much in the, under that umbrella?
I just feel like new moms need a little bit of a different kind of direction. Not new, as in if your child is one, it's different. There's just a whole lot of elements to it. I mean, I could cover it too, but maybe it's in my head, but I feel like there is nursing and diapers and this and that, and there's like, there is very limited time, and sometimes even having a shower for brand new moms is a luxury, you know, initially that phase. So self-care shouldn't become like a burden. Of course, they need it the most, but there are into it. I just spoke to somebody, a friend of my sister's, just as a call, and she is a brand new mom, and I was able to tell her. But again, like there are things that I told her to take it easy. She was very much wanting self-care, but she was getting stressed about self-care, and she has a small child and pregnant. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, you know what, like, of course it's good for you, and but it should not become an agenda in itself where you feel defeated. So that's why I was saying.
Great. Yeah, I think that's a great distinction to make, and it makes your content, the product market fit, if you will, it makes it more a better fit than if you just have it open, because you're right, those are very different lifestyles that are happening there, like at home.
Yeah.
Awesome, Herky. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Was someone else going to say something? I couldn't tell who was talking.
Oh, I was just going to say, when you said stay-at-home moms, and you guys were talking about being stuck at home, and I thought about the movie. What is the movie where he does that face? So I was thinking that'd be like the perfect picture to take as an advertisement before the holidays, because that movie comes on all the time.
Oh, like Home Alone?
Yeah, Home Alone, yeah.
Yeah.
Stuck at home. Oh, that's great. Nice. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us update-wise, Herky?
No, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. And Aliana's a mom, so maybe later I'd like to hear from her what she thinks, too. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking that, too. Like, you and Aliana are, like, it's really cool how there's, like, a lot of ideal client overlap between the two of you. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so great check-ins, everybody. Does anybody have any? Nope, just joking. I'll circle back around to that at the end. My Wi-Fi is still down, but thank goodness my phone signal is carrying us through. In just a moment, I'm going to try to text the link to this workbook over to Ashley in case for some reason I get cut off. It's just a outline of the 10 foundations that we've gone through. So what I'd like to do with you ladies right now is go through those themes, starting at like, first call, or maybe even before the first call, and we'll just go on a little memory lane journey and highlight, review some of that stuff. And let's see, let's start with a quick sharing round of, I know this year has been crazy and time doesn't make any sense and, it's really hard to remember things. So no harm, no foul if like things aren't coming to mind in a linear fashion. So what I was about to say is I love to hear from each of you in early July before we started the foundation's journey, like in terms of how you're feeling about yourself as a coach or the coaching modality, coaching business. You can kind of rewind the tape in your mind and think back to that era and just kind of refresh each other on where we were when we started. I'll give you a moment to think about that, a few seconds, and I'll send this over to Ash. Trying to think of any like other milestones that were happening in July. I kind of don't even remember. Yeah, I have no idea. Who would like to share? Who has a sense of what that looked like or where you were at? Kim? Awesome. Thanks.
If I'm not mistaken, and I could be, I think we had just finished our team meetings, right?
Yeah, I think we finished. Yes, we finished team June-ish.
Yeah. Okay. And so I remember feeling like I wasn't sure, but I knew I wanted to attend some of these meetings. I remember that. And then after the first meeting, I was like, nope, I'm going to go to all of them because I felt like it was our first assignment, but just how to observe other people and not to judge. And I was like, oh, this is going to be different than, our one-on-one training. So it was, I was really excited to get started, and that was one of the things, because sometimes I feel like I'm not so observant. I'm not observant physically to people, but usually emotionally I can kind of feel people, I guess. I don't know if that would be the right thing to say, but With that, I think I make judgments. And so when you mentioned to do that, it was really different just to flip it and not say anything and not to judge, but just be observant of people. And then to then again, turn that in on myself, to take a look at me in a non-judgmental way. And so then I had started my yoga classes and everything seemed to really click and connect for me. So I hope that was answering the question, but yeah, that's where I was when we first started.
Beautiful. Thanks for that. Yeah. Thank you for the milestone or the mile marker too. Yeah. We just wrapped out a team and all of you were a team. So yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, coming out of team, it was really helpful because we had ended on branding and then to jump back into coaching and making that connection was helpful.
Beautiful. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we did go pretty back to back there. That's right. Mm-hmm. Cool. How about you, Herky? Do you recall where you were in the land of coaching?
Yeah, actually since the time I quit my job, this whole phase seems like a mixed phase of just trying to make sense on my coaching journey. But yeah, definitely, like I mentioned before, the coaching skills itself and the confidence piece of it, the pause, presence, learning with each other, some of the biz devs that we did. All of that was like super helpful to have more, to feel more confident as a coach. Yeah.
Awesome. Prior to July, had you, I'm trying to remember where you were in terms of like the coaching modality. I mean, I know that you've like supported a lot of people throughout the years, kind of informally.
I had one paid client at that time when we started.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
But okay. Over this year, I've done a lot of pro bono sessions with a lot of people. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. And Ash, where were you July 1st, 2020?
Where was I July 1st, 2020? Where was I? I think at that time, obviously you and I were right in the thick of all of our one-on-one stuff and had been doing that for a few months, but I had just signed my first two clients, but one of them didn't actually even get started until August. And then the other one, we literally just signed at like the end of June and was getting started, first like paying client. And then, so I think, you know, obviously very early in the coaching. I mean, obviously I'd done all the practice coaching sessions and all of that, but still very early in the coaching world of things in terms of feeling like, you know, doing regular coaching sessions, having actual paying clients and feeling super like confident in what I was doing and all of that. So yeah, pretty, it was early, similar, I think probably, I guess to Herky in terms of like having actual paying clients and that, but I just know I was excited to do this course, even though you and I had done a lot of stuff together, because I just was like at that point, and like, well, and I still do, but I just wanted like more and more, like, I don't know, support and tools and techniques and to talk through all of this and to go deeper into a lot of stuff. So that's where I was at.
Great. Awesome. Right. I think there were still some also like the confidence piece, we hadn't like talked about it yet in this group, but there was that whole kind of like psych out situation happening, like in a lot of you, or in like examples that we've talked about at the beginning too. And
for sure.
And you were doing, I think, a lot of consults as well, Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Your heart.
Yeah. I was doing a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forgot about all those.
Well, they started converting, so yay.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for the share, ladies, around like the kind of the before times, before foundations. So let me pull up the workbook here. Actually, can you guys
I think Aliana joined
us. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry, hi, Aliana. Oh, awesome.
Hi, ladies. I'm here.
Where were you in July?
Oh, my God. I had just signed our contract to work one-on-one together. And I think we had completed one session together. And that was like, holy shit, this is really happening. And then when I joined Foundations, I'm not going to lie, I felt like a fish in a shark tank with a bunch of sharks. So, yeah, it was kind of intimidating at first because I was completely new at this. And, yeah, and just hopping on every call is, like, I learned so much. And I'm still learning so much from each and every one of you. And I feel like each call had a purpose, and, you know, especially discovering, like being unconditionally confident versus like confident and, you know, under the construct of, you know, society and like where that stems from, as well as when Fawn mentioned, you know, if you could just be present on a call, that's all that truly, genuinely matters, and that's all you really need is just to be that ear and be fully immersed in the conversation. And I think another shift for me, like personally, was realizing like, okay, we're coaching each other, and you know, I'm doing all these practice calls, but also applying that to my life and coaching myself. So I feel like I have to continue coaching myself and continue being a student of life forever. If only I could be a student in Foundations forever. But yeah, that's where I was.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Yeah, you had just pivoted from your previous business idea to coaching.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Super pivot. Yeah. So crazy.
I remember, yeah, that was such an exciting moment.
You're cutting off.
You're cutting out.
Awesome. Thanks for the kind of like before. And I remember I had, oh, change out my sound here. Okay. Can you ladies hear me any better? Or is
yeah.
it not great?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Is it a little better?
Can you hear us? I don't think. Yeah. Can you hear us, Fawn?
No, I can't hear you. One second, sorry. Okay. How about now? Is it clearer?
Keep talking and I'll tell you.
Hello, hello, 1, 2. Oh, okay. Sorry. So is it happy?
Uh-oh, can she hear us?
I don't think she can hear us.
I can hear you, ladies.
Okay.
Okay.
We can.
Okay, like so since my end is choppy, here, I'm going to put something in the chat real quick.
I can hear the roosters really well.
Yeah.
communities. Okay, is this any better? I'm just trying to see if the...
Yeah, that's better.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's talk about the first foundation that we covered, which was the light of awareness. And that's when I... it was our first call. And that's when I was sharing that... Like, we as coaches are these light beings that get to shine our light out into the world and help other people find their light within in doing that. And then we also talked about the four dimensions of awareness, like tuning into where our attention is, whether it's on ourselves, internally, externally, other person, internally, externally. I would love to hear any shares around that, like any of those themes, maybe what it was like to step into coaching with that perspective of like being a light beamer, helping others find their light. Was there anything in that section that really stuck out to anybody or you have any thoughts around?
I had something and I shared it also. I can't remember, which I said I used it with my mom too. What was it internally, externally?
It was observation evaluation.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
That was very practical on, you know, for your own purposes too. I mean, coaching plus personal life. Yeah. Observation versus evaluation. Yeah.
Right. So awesome. Have you, go ahead.
No, you were asking something.
I was going to ask if you have implemented that, if you have found yourself or remembered in the moment to implement that around any like situations that come to mind.
Yeah. I mean, like I was saying, it's to me, being in a non-judgmental space when you observe versus evaluate. So I have tried to use it for the coaching as well as I remember like that time that was like when you introduced that topic, it was like a chord somewhere and it was went very deep because I was in a signal, you know, there was a traffic light and I was still trying to use the observation. I was going to New York and I always hit the traffic there in the city, but I was trying to stay in that observation versus evaluation. And then I'm having conversations at home with my mom and stuff and just seeing how much it frees us when we are in the observation versus evaluation mode. So the two points that I felt very free is one, when you said, you know, the whole, you gave examples, there was a worksheet, I'm trying to remember, but on what is an observation and what is an evaluation, and I was filling that out, and was like, you know, it's also puts us in a space, frees us, when especially when we're at clients, or even in our personal life, when we are in the space of observation. That one, and then again, like Ayan also said, with the confidence too, same feeling of freeing ourselves. One is us not getting into that evaluation. Other one was with the confidence, it was like not following the constructs of what we have been told around confidence. So, and with the awareness one also, this was, yeah, a good takeaway.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, that piece, Herky. And like, it sounds like that lens, being able to, for yourself and for your clients, parse that out, which part, like, what is observation and what's evaluation, was helpful in better understanding, like, the root quality of the situation or the problem or the, you know, the topic at hand, instead of getting all lost in story or, like, caught up in story.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, those examples were great in that sheet that you attached, or article or worksheet.
Oh,
or
awesome.
Something. There was something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yay. Yeah, that is such a great tool, like, all the time. the observation evaluation, you know, and the other term for it or name for it is like the meaning making that we're making about the neutral objective world. You know, we talk about meaning making all the time, and or our story or our, you know, like all of that stuff. It's all like different access points or different ways of thinking about it all. But thanks for bringing that one to the table. That was a really important piece at the beginning there. Awesome. Anyone else? Any shares around that first foundation?
Mine is just similar to what Herky said. It was around the observation versus evaluation. To be honest, I think I use it more in my personal life, or maybe it's just something that's become ingrained in how I think about things now. But yeah, I just feel like I'm just much more aware of things of how I'm stating things or thinking about things, what have you. And I notice it too whenever, like in client sessions, but I think, to be honest, a lot of it comes to mind when I'm in like personal situations with my husband and him not putting away the dirty dishes or what have you. But but yeah, and I also related a lot to what you just said about the meaning making and the stories that we put around things. That's where it really hits home for me, is when I think about like all the different stories we attach to, like you said, neutral things. But that's been helpful for in terms of explaining to my clients some of that around our thoughts and all of that. So
great. Awesome. So you use in personal life, relation in your own relationships and with your clients.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you guys hear me okay? I just switched my headphones.
Yep.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Does anyone have any like shares or reflections around the theme of the inner light and seeing the inner light in other people? Was that like weird for you guys, or was it really empowering, or was it, how was that?
Yeah, I think it was empowering, like more on, one is the light. There was a beautiful quote in there on top that spoke about the light. So yeah, it was empowering. And also I took it as light and also like cleaning up our own gunk, cleaning up so that we show up, you know, the same for our two or whoever, you know. So it's a lot of inner work. And when we shine our light, you know, upon ourselves, we also give permission to others to shine theirs. So, yeah.
That's one of my favorite quotes.
Powerful. Beautiful. All right. So foundation number two, we talked about kind of continuing on that theme of awareness, consciousness. We started talking about active listening, levels of listening. That was a really fun couple of weeks where we were talking about level one, level two, and level three. And level one, where we're just like focusing on ourselves, and level two, where we're connected, and level three, where we're in like outer space Jedi zone with our clients. And then we also started to talk about curiosity and powerful questions on that one. So yeah, let's hear any thoughts or shares around how that was, if that was like clarifying, helpful, confusing in terms of levels of listening or active listening.
It was helpful for me to go deeper into it because it's obviously talked about in co-active coaching in somewhat depth, but to actually talk through some of that and to go deeper into that was helpful for me to understand the different levels and just, I don't know, I think whenever I first read co-active coaching, the level the differences between level two and level three. I mean, I got it, but I didn't like, it didn't really sink in. And so when we went through it during that class, I just remember it clicking a little bit better. And it was also around, I have written down in my notes, like listening is the gateway through which all coaching passes. And that just kind of, that mm-hmm. I really like that, that statement, that quote, because it just, it just places how important that listening and as well as presence is. And I think it also just helped me from my own, because I was, like you said earlier, in that psych out zone from a confidence perspective, that just calmed my nerves a little bit too, in terms of like, well, I just need to, obviously there's a lot that goes on when you listen, but I just need to like listen and fill into that. And like Aliana was saying, like just being that presence and being present with them is sometimes all that you need. So, it was helpful for me. I do remember that particular one being helpful, just going into it, because I think it just highlighted the importance of listening a little bit more and a little bit further than what it did in the book.
Great. So it sounds like it went from information to education to transformation. Like you went from conceptual into like, oh, okay, I got it. Like it clicked in.
Right. Yep.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So much of this stuff is like, you can read it, but it is only a percentage of like the actual thing. You have to like experience it. So that's right. A good reminder about that too. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Anybody else? Reflections around that part? Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry. Ash was saying, you know, on listening, active listening versus not being, when you're a new coach, you're like, you are very absorbed in my. Am I asking the right thing? Am I showing up correctly? Am I mm-hmm. doing this? On a deeper level, just listening and curiosity. Yeah, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Yeah. So kind of segueing into the third foundation of guiding exploration, powerful questions, learning about what questions are for, and playing with some of those questions. And I think that's when we really started to make a distinction between, oh no, it was the next one, I think. I'm trying to remember like what it was, when it was, I guess it doesn't really matter, but where several of you were feeling a pressure and a focus and a kind of like an urgency to help them problem solve. Like jump into problem solving mode with your client and like help them figure out the solution, right? Which is totally, as we talked about, very a natural tendency. And then I think it was right around this time in the journey where we talked about like pumping the brakes, slowing down, focusing on getting clearer about what it is that at the very beginning, like what it is, where they're at, right? What it is that they're really wanting to focus on and why, and what's important about that. Curiosity, using curiosity to create clarity, pull back the layers, kind of start peeling back the layers of the onion. This was like in kind of sections 3 and 4, if I'm remembering correctly here, maybe 3, 4, and 5, where it seemed like there was a pretty big realization for, I think, all of you, especially once you started practicing it in your buddy coaching sessions, like that difference between going in with that problem solving mindset and also kind of feeling maybe more insecure, less confident because like, well, I don't know, what if I can't help them like come up with the right answer or the solution and all the pressure around that, and like shifting all of that over to the, how curious can I get? Like, how deep can I go with this person? So I know that's kind of been touched on a few times already tonight in some of your shares. Is there anyone who'd be willing to share that shift, what that shift was like, or maybe that like clicking moment?
I can say for me, after that, I think that particular session, if it's the one I'm thinking of, I know that I did that in buddy coaching. I can't remember with who. I think everybody that we came across after that. But even in my own session, like that constant digging, and I realized, man, you could do this the whole entire session, you know, and just keep going and going and going. And also, I just learned, like you were saying, not to, and even Herky just touched on it, not coming, like feeling like you have to come ready to do something for them, but just to keep asking questions and almost letting them process it through themselves. It really took the pressure off. I felt like, oh, wow, okay, yes, this is, you know, it was freeing to do it that way and not to, again, not for the focus to be on me as the coach, but them as the client and helping them find, you know, and I guess this is the light within, you know, letting them know that you are, you know, a whole person. You're totally competent to figure this out. I'm just holding the space for you. So that was really good for me, that section. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that distinction of where is our attention? Is our attention on ourselves? Like me, 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 what question am I going to ask? What, you know, how can I help them? All of that like chatter that's going on, it like taking that away, focusing on the other person.
Yeah. And just coming into it like from a place of curiosity, not that I know anything, just like looking at that person for the first time and allowing them to see, you know, themselves like that too, and not feeling like I should have this answer, but just kind of really being curious and digging into that. So
Thanks, Kim. Awesome. Anyone else want to share some more of your experience around that?
I think it's kind of like literally exactly what Kim said. I've noticed that on my calls, like when I practice, I'm able to remain in that curious sweet spot. And it also helps me to get out of my head and helps me to really get in the present moment and not have that fear like, oh my God, what am I going to ask next? So, and it also really helps. I feel like when I stay in the curious, like sweet spot, I'm able to be on the same page with them because let's say, for example, if they use a certain word, I can interpret it a different way. But then when I clarify it, it helps them understand my definition and it kind of brings us on the same page.
Yes, thanks for bringing that point up too. Yeah, because we were talking about curiosity, using questions and inquiry, but then we were also talking about mirroring back and giving feedback and articulating back to them and the power of that and how that can help them further clarify for themselves, like, oh, actually, that's not what I meant, or, well, it's that and X, Y, Z, and, you know, the power of that mirroring back process. Yeah. Thanks for speaking to that, Aliana. Who else? Am I frozen? I think I'm frozen.
No, you're there. You're there. Oh, now you're there twice. You're back.
Okay. Can you guys hear me? Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, cool. Let me get my sound back. Okay.
Yay.
So disorienting, like not being able to be on video. All right. Thanks for bearing with me. There's two of me. Yay. So that point that like shift and that distinction from problem solving, going into a session, feeling like this pressure to problem solve, help people problem solve, give them answers. Like how many of you before kind of had this impression that like you're kind of expected to bring the solution or like the answer, help them find that some kind of a, yeah, right. And then realizing that, no, it's actually just like pulling, helping them pull it out of themselves and then like volleying that back and forth with creative exploration. Cool. I know for sure there was like a distinct difference on your buddy coaching calls. It was really fun for me to listen into the call. There were like two or three calls prior to that. And then the call after that call was like, woo! So such a deep, like drilling. You ladies were so amazing at helping, like peeling back the layers. And I could like hear in, at least I think I could like hear in your voice, those of you who were in the coach seat, how it was like clicking in real time for you as you were peeling back the layers and like taking a pause and asking another question. And then the other person would have an insight or a realization and you'd like keep going. There's a totally different energy around that than the like standard coaching session as you were practicing it before. So that was, for me on my side, that was a really fun thing to witness with all of you. And yeah, I think from there on out, you all became like ninja, like master coaches. I mean, that just, I could tell that all of you kind of held that in mind, you know, just kept that like, and then we talked about presence and it was like, oh man. Is there anyone else who wants to share about that shift when we went from before understanding curiosity and like level two listening into doing that? Has anyone experienced like a difference in the quality of your conversations outside of coaching because of that? Family, friends, not that we've been super social creatures for the past 6 months.
Some of my friends, yeah. Well, one I know specifically, and she's younger. So, you know, sometimes when I would talk to her, I'd feel like, oh, no, let me save her from that. Or, oh, let me, you know, just give her something that, you know, would have helped me at that age. And then I kind of stepped back and like to notice it. Like when I get off the phone with her, I'm like, oh, that would have been a perfect time to practice. And I did. I bombed it. So when I talked to her, yeah, so I kind of try to step back because I realized that, you know, my experience isn't the same as hers, but at the same time, like I grew from mine. You know, allow her that chance to process and grow from hers. So, yeah, it was helpful.
Nice.
I've noticed a change in, I think personally, but then also with the not with just the curiosity, but the clarifying and repeat mirroring back. I do that a lot more on my my Amgen calls with like it.
Oh.
During those calls, just to be like, okay, well, just to make sure I heard you right, let me like make sure this is what we're on the same page or whatever. Which is a good thing to do anyways on those calls, but I just never, I don't know, not never, but didn't really do that often beforehand. But yeah, now I definitely find myself repeating back or mirroring back to people on those calls and doing it without like, I think before probably I would have felt like weird doing it or not super confident doing it. And now I don't know. I'm just like, I just go and do it and say it like what I thought I heard. So it's been helpful in that respect. And I do it I think personally as well, but I do catch myself on my Amgen calls doing that. So.
Awesome. Oh, that's great. They're probably over there like, wow, like Ashley is a coach.
They're like, come work with me. Get out of this corporate world.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
My kids too.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My kids too. I try to understand how they don't always respond. You know, they're kind of like, why are you asking? Why are you talking? You know? But are you leaving? Speaking of, one just came down the steps.
So it sounds like you want to leave the house right now. Is that
right. He's the 19-year-old, so it's like, okay, you're going. Thanks for letting me know. Where are you going, though? Where are you going? Oh, okay.
Clarifying question.
That was direct. That was a direct communication moment.
Darn right. Where are you going?
I try to do that. Yeah, the clarifying or trying to understand if we're having some kind of conversation or they do something I don't quite understand. You know. So, what made you do that before I, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Taking that pause to get curious about where they're coming from before jumping to conclusions, making assumptions. Yeah, nice. So on the receiving end, how did it feel for you ladies as you were doing your sessions to be asked like such a deep process of inquiry? I don't know if any of you had like, well, hopefully, because you worked with me. Obviously, I don't know if any of you have experienced that before, but knowing it consciously, what was happening in the moment, was that, what was that like? Does anybody have any shares from that?
Yeah, I think I had with Kim when she was asking me those questions, why does, you were talking about testimonials and separating out something, we were talking about Facebook, social media, and the questions she led me to, it was like a, I don't remember the call exactly, but then the series of questions ultimately led me to think, oh yeah, like why, she said, what, I don't know, Kim, do you remember? Like she said, why is it different from what people you've coached tell you versus other people, something like that, and I was like, oh my God, that was such a good question. Yeah. I do have to share something else too. And for the last week when we did the group thing and we walked through with the job versus the thing. And I had to do, you know, what would help me if I could get my ideal job. But I still, again, I don't know where I am. It's a cloudy, confused space. But for me, I still wanted to not be a part of the job thing, you know? So it almost felt forced to me if I have to come up with a, what's the best case scenario if I go to the job? I'm just saying as a client, you know? So... and maybe that is something for me to process too. But I felt like when I was sharing what would be the most ideal way if I would go back, but I didn't want to go into that space. I wanted to keep on saying that I don't want to go. I want to be here. So in this case, is the coach maybe challenging or pointing out a blind spot that I'm not seeing? But I also wanted to be... sort of had reassurance that you could take this route too, you know. Am I making sense? I don't know. I'm just giving feedback.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, if I'm tracking with you, it sounds like you... There's a part of you that knew that you don't want a job, and you shared that with us. Or you didn't, like, you don't want to go back into corporate, and that there was a feeling that maybe that wasn't fully heard or acknowledged, or maybe the path of exploring how to not go back to corporate wasn't explored as much as you would have liked to or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm trying to see from a coach-client perspective and also sharing my, because I saw myself as a client and I was like I said, so it could be that I'm, and it could still be that I am not seeing for myself. I'm feeling, you know, stuck to my idea of whatever I've concluded. But also I wanted to be heard more. It was almost like I wanted reassurance that it's okay. You could be here too, you know, sort of that.
Awesome. Have you gone back and listened to that call recording?
No.
I would be really curious to see for you if what it felt like in the moment is when you listen to it back, if it's like a different experience for you and you notice different things in the listening of the recording.
Okay.
Just sure. Out of curiosity.
Sure, I will. Because after that, I spoke to my friend, and when I was sharing the same thing, now she spoke like a friend to friend, and she was like, "What? No, you know." And then I was like, "You know, you don't and don't do this, and you still can do it." And she was trying to get me back onto not dissuade me from pursuing this, and I felt like almost like a child being reassured. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just wanted
No, I appreciate that. That's awesome that you had a really strong sense of, like, even after that collective coaching experience, that you didn't want to, that wasn't a yes for you. That even exploring the best case scenario of the job wasn't a yes for you, right? That is powerful coaching because it showed you even more clearly what it is that you don't want. You like, cause you best case scenario, you know, if you took the job, what would that look like? And even then you had this feeling of, but yeah, still no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's really great information and insight for you to process it that deeply and kind of simulated through stuff. And still that's right true. There.
That's true. And on a positive note, if I do end up going that route, there is less resistance just having explored that. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the positive side of it. And yes, help me to notice. No, I'm not as of now, but let's say I don't, never say never. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that reassurance piece, that's where we, like, as a client, if, and this is kind of going deeper into, like, some hypotheticals here, but I'm trying to think of a personal example here. We get to be direct with our coaches as clients, too, and let them know, I want to make this decision and I would like some reassurance around this, or I'd like for you to help me feel validated in this decision. That's what I want to focus on today, right? Versus something that might be like, oh, I have this opportunity. I really don't want to take it, but I feel like I should take it. So that's where the attention's going to go then, right? Is kind of on that place.
But I didn't start off knowing this. Only when I heard the contrast, I was like, no, I wanted to hear this.
Yeah.
So I started off with the space of, I don't know, it's like just throwing it out there, just navigating the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard a contrast from my friend, I felt like, oh, this is what I wanted to hear. And now again, which part of me wanted to hear, I'm not going into that. But that is a very good point. One is as a client to be, and also to tell your client at any point, you know, we already know this, but maybe I think it's also a lesson that if anytime my client wants on a particular, reassurance and just give feedback, you know, because I might be going along the journey not knowing that. That's why I'm saying about this feedback. So if I was on a coaching journey for a client or a coach, I think it's good to keep giving that feedback. So
Yeah, great. Beautiful. Thank you for modeling what that looks like right now and giving us that feedback, giving me that feedback in how you felt around that session. In the process, in the moment, feeling how much resistance you felt or how not great that felt for you, and then having the contrast of your friend reassuring you. I'm so grateful that you had that contrast, that piece of like what it is that felt really great for you. Now you have more wisdom around your navigation system, right? Now you have more wisdom around your needs and also what it feels like maybe to explore something that is a no for you. And like, you're like, no, I'm done exploring this. I don't want it. I'm not taking the job. I'm canceling the interview, right?
Well, it got delayed, so let's see. But sometimes it is also like weight loss, you know, you don't want to, and your mom says, take a cookie, you feel reassured. So it could be that psyche too, but your coach challenges you that don't take the cookie. or it could be, I know I'm going to have this one. And if I don't, it's going to mess up with my head. So I guess coming back to your own intuition after receiving the guidance and then tuning in to see what is it that serves you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like that process really helped you feel how much it didn't resonate with you, even as we explored the different tendrils. So in the case of, if you really wanted to be like validated or reassured to not go back to corporate or to not even give this another thought, you know, like, no, I'm focusing on my desire. I'm focusing on my hell yes over here. I'm wondering if there may have been like a different, maybe if that conversation would have happened for very long at all, you know, like now in the future kind of knownness. Yeah, interesting. It's really powerful when we explore what we don't want and we like are led in that, you know, that direction. And otherwise we're not exploring the full picture, right? And so last week the example was you had this interview, you had this opportunity, you want to go this way, but let's just see what's over here. And my understanding, as I'm remembering, is like that's what we were exploring, is the like, let's just see over here what this could look like so that you have more information about this decision and you're not leaving any stones unturned. So that like exploration was, as far as I understand, and let me know, I'm super curious to hear the rest of the feedback here, versus like help me choose which way and help me like confirm which way to go, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of in that moment. So interesting. Anybody else have thoughts or questions or feedback around that specifically? All right, let's toggle back over to overview. So then we kind of moved into, then we talked about the psychology, neuroscience, physiology of coaching, so the connection between the power of thought and the meaning we make of thought, and confidence versus presence, which we've talked about, awareness in the moment. So I think that's where I like unpack the whole feedback loop around helping our clients understand how all those mechanisms work, and also for us as coaches that the meaning that they're making about their lives is really like, that is the doorway. That's where the right and the left, you know, the decision of the crossroads can happen. Any reflections or thoughts around that? Not part of it. I know that all of you have gone through these themes also, just like by nature of being an LFP and coaching and stuff too. So it may have been new, or it may have been
kind of that feeling. Call was amazing fun. I mean, they're all amazing, but it was so informative. And, you know, I feel like we got to get like the behind the scenes of how our brain really functions and why we think the way that we think.
Mm.
And yeah, it was just, I have literally, I think like 5 pages of notes from that call.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so good. So, so informative.
Awesome. Was there anything specific, Aliana, that like clicked for you or that was helpful for you in the process?
Realizing how our subconscious really, when you said 95% of our behavior is part of our subconscious and it leaves room, I think, for 4 or 5% of conscious behavior, it goes to show you how programmed we freaking are. So that was like such an eye opener.
Mm. It really sheds a lot of light on why so many of us are on autopilot until we're not. Yes. Well, I mean, we all are, but to mm-hmm. what degree, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Was there anything that you recall being directly like insightful or helpful in your coaching or kind of fitting that into the coaching or being a coach and coaching people with that in mind?
Oh yeah, definitely. A lot of times, like on these calls, like I, you know, I respect the journey, but, you know, being from like a coach perspective, I see like behind the curtains, like this is all stemming from childhood or it's stemming from, you know, an experience of a past relationship or, you know, and just witnessing, you know, their behavior, it's all just freaking programmed and how they believe those thoughts so much. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen the shift just yet because I'm not there just yet with some of the people that I'm practicing with. Only with one, with Amber. It's like night and day. So, wow. Yeah. So that's fun to witness. Mm-hmm. Like helping her realize that she's not her thoughts and that she's more than her program. She can like reprogram herself. So that's really cool.
Well, that's awesome. Yay. Yeah. Wonderful. Anybody else? Any shares around psychology, neuropsychology?
Okay. I would just say I really like that call too. I have a lot of notes from that call as well.
Cool.
I feel like the whole talking about our thoughts and being on autopilot is a... especially in the last, I don't know, month or so, has been a very relevant and prominent topic in a lot of my coaching calls or with a lot of my clients as well. So that was helpful to do. And that call was helpful as well as on some of the other resources and stuff that you and I have talked through as well. But just when you start talking about some of the stuff and around how like your whole thought creates your experience of reality and your experience as a human, it is, and once it actually like sinks in with your clients and well, and then myself included, but it's just a really game changer for I've seen it in some of my clients already, and it's awesome. It's cool.
Yay.
Yeah.
Love it. Any specific examples from this past month?
Yeah, a couple. I mean, so yeah, one of my clients, well, I think I've shared this with you. She just, now she just sends me a lot of stuff on Instagram that she sees around, like, all of this that resonates in terms of, like, you know, experience, not your thought, everything's all just thought, and, like, you, even your feelings, you know, they're, what did she send me the other day? She sent me something like, your feelings and your thoughts are just, like, visitors. They come and they can go. They can come and they can go and all of that. So it's just awesome to have her repeat back all of that to me. And it has really shifted her entire thinking about herself and her relationships and her family, like, because she's had some family stuff. it's just been really cool for her to see that shift in her. And I've noticed it just in the past like month. Because it's somebody I've known for my entire life, or I've known her for her entire life. And that just, I don't know, there's just been a shift in her, and she sees life a lot more positively. She's gotten out of like the why is this happening to me type. Like, she used to be a lot into that victim mode and stuff, and she's just more positive, and I don't know, like, has much more positive mindset overall after that shift started happening. So that's really cool to see. And then I don't know if you probably got caught off earlier, but one of my other clients basically yesterday she's had like little breakthroughs all along, especially when it comes from this, but she repeated back like all of everything to me during our session yesterday around all of this, around thoughts, and like you can choose which ones you want to ride and which ones you don't want to ride, and you're all in control of that. And she's like, it's just such more relaxing and more, I just come from a much more calmer space, like knowing all of that stuff and having that in mind when I approach like every single thing throughout her day or whatever. So it's just really cool to hear some of that repeated back to you. And she's like, it's all the stuff that we've been discussing. And it's like, it's all like starting to really click now and make sense. And I'm like, yay, this is awesome. So.
Wow, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's incredible. Yay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so fun when it's like clicks and when the insights happen, and especially it's like they watching people get out of jail, you know, like out of their mental automatic default mode. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. That's really touching.
It's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like you can just like coach right off of just about that. Like that's like the huge, like that's what it all is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like that's such a, like you said, game changer, and you get out of this mental gel. Like that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Ah, so exciting. It's like that, the Sid Banks quote that I'm never going to find right now about our job or what we get to do as coaches is, mm-hmm. walk around, tap people on the shoulder, and help them wake up.
Yeah.
Like, ha ha, so fun. Thank you, Ash. Yeah, that's really moving. And then, so victim accountable, kind of segueing into that as we round into the final part of the journey. We had that call around victim accountable, how, like, locus of control, if our client is in that, victim mode, how that shows up, how we as coaches can like pay attention for that and like spot it, help them pull it out and shift it into an accountable or an ownership mode. Does anybody have any shares around that? And the power of choice between victim accountable. Yeah, Kim, awesome.
The notes I have here and I kind of remember is that's when we started, well, we brought up again direct communication, and you gave like different examples of the way you can ask the question directly rather than to, you know, say something directly. So that, I think that is when it became clearer of how to directly communicate with the client. So for me, that was helpful. And dealing with one who said they wanted this thing and, you know, they weren't taking the time out for themselves to kind of work through it, or just getting caught up in life, you know, and it not happening for them. And then they would come back and say, no, well, this isn't working. This isn't working. So I was able to ask that question. So that was, and not sound like, well, I thought this is what you wanted, you know, which I told you. Never say to a client. But yeah.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Learn it, like being able to phrase a question as opposed to, and help them explore what we might be seeing without us directly coming in and being like, so you realize that that's a really bad idea right now. Just joking. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Kim. Cool. All right, I'm going to cruise forward. I'm just kind of keeping an eye on the time here, unless anybody else has a share in the victim accountable or power of choice. Okay. Cool. Anybody who's interested in or in book club, the book of them that we're diving into, the Reinventing Yourself, he talks so much about victim owner, which I refer to as victim accountable, and in so many cool ways, and like how it shows up and how to shift out of it. It's a great book as a coach to read, and then it's also a great book to give clients too. So anybody's interested in that, the audiobook is terrific too. All right, so then we kind of shifted into the home stretch, the foundation number 8 around, let's start talking about ideal clients and who we want to work with, and also authentic self. So giving ourselves permission to be our authentic selves and let go of any of the prefabricated notions of what a coach should show up, or not necessarily that, but like how to be in our way of being as humans, as people. So we did that authentic self exercise. I had you guys break out into the breakout rooms and tune into like, how do you show up when you're totally free to be yourself without any other, you know, no cares in the world, and tap into that so that you could like tune into that authenticity piece for yourself. And then kind of consider that as you started to explore and develop your ideal clients and who you'd want to work with and who would bring that out of you and how you, you know, ideally would be able to step into your authenticity with your clients in that dynamic. So any thoughts about or shares around that part of the journey? Okay. Hopefully
the exercise
that.
Was cool.
Go ahead, Herky, sorry.
No, I said that exercise was quite cool, just, you know, with each other in the breakout room. Yay. I remember we did something at work on mindfulness at work, and they had, but that purpose was probably not authenticity. It was, you know, listening deeply. So something like that, we, repeated what the other person said. After we were in the breakout room, I remember at work one time we had a workshop like this where we did. So that was cool. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yay. Yeah. And then having the other person like reflect back what they heard. Yeah. And yeah, highlight that. Yeah. Cool.
Even that, this, I love this question that you've constantly, what does that mean to you? I think that's also something along these past few months, what you've learned, what does that mean to you? It's huge, because what it means to me, what red means to me is could be totally different than what red means to you, right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried to use that. A lot of people, what does that mean to you? Yeah.
Beautiful. Or do you find yourself surprised when people answer and it's, have you had that an experience where they answer and it's like not what you were thinking?
Totally. I can't remember a client example, but just like my kids are into this LED lighting that I've put in the rooms, and red is my favorite color, and I have always had this. And to them, my son was like, I said, red is like the most beautiful color if I like it. And he's like, no, red means scary. You know, my little one, he was like, red means it's very scary. I was like, no, red means beautiful. So it's just, that's why I said red, because this is just the conversation from yesterday that we were talking. So what something means to somebody, and even culturally, you know, that is also, I learned that so many things, you know, culturally after I, you know, came to US, like, 20 years ago, so many things culturally were so different, you know, like somebody cries and we never said sorry, but this was new that here people say sorry when they cry. So that was like, in India, you don't. And we don't say too many thank yous and sorries. And we almost think like, if a friend says thank you too much, then it's like, hey, are you my friend? Why are you thanking me so much? Almost like I'm offended, you know? And I was just remembered when we came to Mexico and we had dinner, remember, on the retreat, and you were saying something fun. And who was with us? The three of us went for Indian food.
Jessica
and
Lisa.
Not Lisa. Yeah, Lisa, Jessica, you, and Laura. What am I forgetting her name? Sorry.
Oh,
Lauren.
Yeah, Lomo.
Yeah. Lomo. Yeah. And you were saying something about my dance, and I kept saying, yeah, thank you, you know. So just, it's still a work in progress. I'm just sharing with you that to say too many thank yous. And yeah, Lomo was like, her kid, like, I'm the queen, keep going. And I was like, and I was telling her, my God, how many F words do you use in one sentence? And I just wished her for her birthday too. And she told me, have an effing birthday. And I was like, you speak it three times in one sentence. She's like, I never noticed it, neither did anybody else. So yeah, she and I were having a lot of fun. It was her birthday, lots of October birthdays in our LFP tribe,
right? Totally. Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah, what does that mean to you? And thank you for highlighting that question. Man, that could be just, if there was like one coaching question to have in your pocket at all times, just that, right? Yeah, beautiful. That's so funny, right? Lomo was trying to get you to swear the whole retreat. You're like, and then finally, yeah. Oh, so great. She did swear in the Facebook post. Oh, my goodness. So good. Meaning making, yes.
That's why she sent me a very sweet birthday wish, and I'm like, this is so not you. Then she said, have a effing birthday or something, she wrote back. You know, and she's like, okay, that's me now.
So cute. Aww. Love it. Okay. So then we started talking about our programs, our pricing, our packages, and the $1,000 cheeseburger, which was such a fun call. I really had a blast with that with you ladies. So this is kind of segueing us into the completion, obviously, of the journey where we are now, where everything is coming together and you have your coaching acumen and sea legs about you. Also, the hopefully kind of nuts and bolts of the biz dev pieces. And now it's about putting it all together. And some of you already have been. Some of you are kind of still in the process of making that happen. So let's see here. So that there was a call where I can't remember which of the last three it was, where I was talking about how like there's like standard coaching world and the non-standard coaching world, and how like you're free to do whatever you want. Ultimately, like you really can color outside the lines, play outside the box, do whatever you want, work with whoever you want, however you want. I'm wondering if that was particularly insightful, or if that gave any of you like more freedom or just a different way of thinking about what's possible for your career, for this as a career. I'd love to hear anything around that. And then we'll kind of shift into talking about what's next and next steps. We'll kind of fuse things together here in a few minutes. Yeah, any shares around that part?
Yeah, for me, yes. I think every time you and I talk and we talk about like either pricing or different ways that we can to do a package or whatever, it just spurs more ideas for me. And like you said, gives me that freedom to be like, oh yeah, I can do whatever the freak I want. Because you and I have talked about this a couple of times, but even in that, I just remember that call in particular too, just I don't remember specifically what it was, but it's just any time you talk about, oh, you can do this, or you can like do a workshop for 2 hours, or you can like set your package to be like work with me for an entire year, and we can do monthly calls or whatever it is, like, or something more in depth. Or so I think Yeah, the short answer is yes. It's inspirational, and it just starts, you know, making different cracks in my brain to be like, okay, yeah, I can really do anything that I want to. And the more and more I hear you say it, I'm like, okay, well, yeah, let's do this, or I could do this. Other ideas come to my mind. So it's like, it's helpful. Yes, it was helpful.
Yeah. Yay. Helping you break out of kind of preconceived notions or the normal limitations that we just kind of automatically have coming from the normal business world, right? We don't know.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My coaching package could be an entire retreat in the Redwoods for a week, you know, and that's what it is. But yeah, like you said, it helps me break out of the normal preconceived and get a lot more creative.
Amazing. Yay. Cool. Anybody else? Shares around that? Did that help you, vision? Kim? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I loved it because, yeah, I mean, even like Ashley said, when you talked about having a client for an entire year, I thought, a year? Wait a second. You know, it was kind of like, we can do that, you know? And then, you know, the $1,000 cheeseburger thing, I love that because it really got me thinking about what I'd like to do and meshing all the different, the yoga and different things and the products that I sell all in one and just building on that. And also, I just like being able to think that, you know, that big and beyond, you know, and out of the box. And I think it then makes the things that the next step for you to do seem a lot less stressful because
it's just
like a piece of the bigger picture. So if I'm going to get there, you know, this is just the next step. So it takes off of the, this is it. Like, this is the one thing I got to get it so right, you know, cause it's just like the next thing to do. And, you know, the discussion about our prices and even Ashley coming back and talking about, you know, she had the conversation with her client and the client was fine with that and found value in it. And, you know, that's encouraging because, you know, I haven't started that part of the process yet, but I feel like it's coming, you know. So I really enjoyed that. It just gave, I know me personally, just a chance to see how far this can go. Like, this isn't just coaching right now. This is like a lifetime, you know. So it was cool. I really liked it.
I'm so happy to hear that, Kim. Yay. Whew. I was just thinking about that visualization, Kim, that you wrote before, I think. No, it was while we were doing our mentorship journey. This really, really vivid, beautiful visualization. And
yeah, it has changed like several times.
Yeah. As they tend to do, right? We find out what's possible. Mm-hmm. We change, we transform, and sometimes we're over here.
Yeah, but I like looking at it and I like going back to it because then it feels like it's more real and it's living. It's not like set in stone, this thing that I can't ever change and I'm trying to just race to attain it. It just feels like it's part of me and changing with me and living. And so, no, I, yeah.
Yay. Beautiful. Awesome. All right. So from there, we will segue into talking about what is next on the agenda for all of you. Raise your hand if you have some clarity now around your packages, like what you're offering, what your coaching packages just look like. Clearer-ish. Okay. Awesome. Who's feeling pretty landed on for now, their for now price for their package. What that looks like. Nice. Who's feeling? Who's feeling like you have at least a loose sense of a journey that you would take your client through? Okay, nice, you guys. This is so exciting. Who feels like you have a good sense of what you need to get in place to take the next steps of your business? That you're like clear on what's involved, not necessarily that you are doing it, but you're like, okay, these are the things ish. Okay. Okay, cool. Who's using the BizDev checklist that I put in the action items at some point? Has anybody taken a look at that? Alana, you have? Okay, cool. All right, so we've had, between the four of you and I, a lot of, I think, a substantive amount of conversation around like the tech setup, you know, like websites and Calendly and Gmail and all that stuff. So any questions about that, shoot me an email. Alana, you had a great question. What's the difference between GoDaddy and Bluehost? In theory, nothing. And also in theory, everything. No, they do the same thing, same kind of service. GoDaddy's as a company does some things, the owner does some things that I will never support, so I just don't even consider them as a company, but that's just like a, you know, it's a personal value choice, so I like to opt for Namecheap or when it comes to hosting, like Bluehost is a great one, so that's the only difference, but functionally okay. They're the same.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know if GoDaddy does hosting. They do. You can register your domain there. So that's where I think of it kind of like you have your address, you have your plot of land, and then you have your house. So your domain is your address, where it's like, you know, fondmillercoaching.com. And then the hosting, where you host your site, is the plot of land. So that's the company that has the servers and hard drives somewhere out in the, who knows where, that actually holds the data of your website. And so that's like the, where it lives. And then the website itself is your house. That is a separate thing. And that's the Squarespace or Wix or WordPress or what have you. So there's those three components, and they're all necessary for that to all work, for the website to work.
Thank you.
Yeah,
super. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Very well described, Fawn. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad that was helpful. Yeah. I've had this conversation a lot of times with a lot of people, and I'm like, I am just confusing the shit out of this person. I need to figure out a way to describe it. Yeah. I think the house analogy works pretty well. Thanks, Turkey. It's good to know. Cool. All right. So any like tech questions, biz devs questions, logistically, like that kind of stuff, you guys, reach out to me when you run into it. I'm happy to answer it, you know, anytime on the fly, happy to point you in the right direction. Also, my assistant, Mo, he's pivoted his business in the past year from working with just entrepreneurs to now he's specializing in coaches because I made him learn my entire system. No. So he's going to be doing new coach support, ongoing coach support. He's going to get back to me, I think, in the next week or two with his new, like, kind of menu of services and stuff like that. So when you find that you have a little bit of a budget to start having somebody help you do stuff, I'm totally happy to introduce you, anybody, to Mo. He's terrific. So, yes, Turkey. Mm-hmm.
I would be interested. I do, like, I had somebody. I don't know if you can do for example, setting up payment integration. I have just have a landing page. I don't, you know.
Totally. Yeah.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. And for small little things, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a girl who's new. She's herself learning, and it puts us then a new entrepreneur with a new assistant. Usually, mm-hmm. not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I'll just make note of that right now. I'll probably.
You're frozen.
Is she frozen?
Yeah.
She's frozen. That was great. I just started working with him. He's great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. He did a little like trial thing or whatever. I think he was offering when he was doing a pivot a couple months ago, but now I signed with him officially as a.
Okay. That's awesome. Cause I've been trying to find somebody who already has knowledge in this.
Yeah.
He has technical know-how also.
Yeah. He's not like a designer or anything, but he set up my back end and all of that of my website. Like he set up my website. He did the first pass of it.
Okay. Okay.
So he's not a designer, but he knows all the back end stuff. And I had him connect. He has the technical know-how of that, all of that stuff too.
So that's great.
And he set up Google Analytics for me too, which I haven't really used, but it's there at least. So.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because some things that I struggle with, I'd rather outsource than do it. And typically they charge by the hour, like mine does.
He charges by the hour, yeah.
Sometimes they do by project, sometimes they do by the hour. So.
Yeah, I don't know if he has, that's what he threw out there to me is charging by the hour. He might have like other whatever, but yeah, he charges by the hour and then invoices you at the end of the month. For his hours and stuff.
Okay.
So what does he set up for you? He sets up like calendar. Does he connect everything?
Mm-hmm. He connected all that stuff for me. He set up a client relation, like a CRM thing that I need to start actually using. But now that I actually, cause he just set it up as like a trial type thing for me. And now that I'm actually, I just started signed with him this week to start like working with him in a formal capacity. But yeah, I set up all that stuff, with HubSpot and that's connected to my Calendly. So all that CRM stuff. And I think he can also connect it to like MailChimp or whatever as well, but he knows how to do all that stuff. Cause he helped me do all that stuff. I just haven't actually had the time to like take it farther, which is why I work with him now for him to actually manage some of that stuff for me. So,
Oh, that's cool.
Any luck with Thumbtack too, Ash? I've had zero luck with Thumbtack.
So Thumbtack changed within the last like 2 months. I don't, I don't get very many views anymore and I hardly ever get any leads from it anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened with their algorithm. I was getting a lot of leads and stuff from them, but now in the last month or so has been really weird and slow. Like I check my views are nowhere near what it was a month or so ago.
I waited 2 months to have my landing page have some reviews and stuff, and then I was getting so many text messages on potential leads. The day I signed, after that I've not received one text message, so I'm like, oh, it's just been a waste. I don't know.
I mean, maybe it'll pick back up. I don't know what's going on with Thumbtack, why it, like, changed so suddenly.
I don't think it's changing, yeah.
Yeah, same here. Even my leads have slowed to a trickle. I have on my planner to give them a call on Friday and try to talk to a human and see what's up, because, it's just like, it's like the faucet completely turned off. This has happened a few times throughout the years as they've made their, you know, their changes, but, it's like, no, it's really weird. So,
yeah, they have only text message phone. I did speak to them 2-3 weeks back. I don't know. Maybe you've had them for a long time, but nobody was responding. So somebody was texting me. They removed a review for no reason. I could understand. And it's like, it doesn't meet the policy.
What?
Yeah. Like one of my, again, the pro bono client, but she wrote down and I think I like Herky as a coach because blah, 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 but what is it? And I was like, can you tell me? And they're like, we cannot disclose. We removed the review. I was like, it's so hard to ask people to, you know, write a review or post it there. And she was whatever.
I've never had that happen or heard of that before. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's really odd. I'm sorry.
Fine.
So I'm going to keep kind of cruising along here thematically just for the sake of time. But please do continue to like post these kinds of questions in the foundations group or text me or email me. And I'm happy to do what I can to point you in the right direction. Okay. So couple elements here, and then we're going to do takeaways and takeaways of the whole journey and then wrap out. So the consultation call video and outline are who's had an opportunity to check those out? No one can hear me? Are you guys not able to hear me? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Sorry, we're shaking our heads. That's why.
Oh, you're shaking. Nobody's watched my video.
I watched it.
Eliana watched it. I've done a really lot of consults, and I haven't gotten around to rewatching that or to watch it.
You're like, Vaughn, that's the last thing I want to watch right now.
I started watching it, but I haven't gotten too far. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So here's what I'd like to do with that. Go ahead. It's some studying. It's like a whole new phase of the coaching modality, or like learning the coaching modality. Really, it's about business. But so post your questions in the comments below that thread, that video, as you go through it. Post your questions or email me or text me, right? Because that, based on what your questions are, I'll have a sense of what to go into more deeply when I do in a week or two. I'm going to do the phase one, phase two, and phase three in-depth breakdown exploration. So if you ask me questions, I can speak to those in those videos, if that makes sense. So, but there's definitely enough in the video and the overview to keep you busy for now. And you know what was really cool is after, I think it was the day after I posted that, I got an email from Jeff Walker promoting Christian Mickelson's like new program. So I opened Christian Mickelson's new program, and it's like a zhuzhed up, revised version of Free Sessions That Sell, his program that I initially took. And it has like a lot of the stuff woven into it that I've added over the years. So that was really like, you know, I was like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Good. On the same page.
Awesome.
Yeah. So this, it works. It's a really great, I don't know, it's a really empowering experience once you understand the framework, and then you can break the rules and do whatever you want and, you know, dance in the moment. But it is a very helpful framework for increasing your conversion rates, basically, like getting more yeses. Okay, so on that note, I think I got all of your survey results back. Thank you so much for that, ladies. And it sounds like, I think, there is some interest in doing like a once a month call for 2 hours or so. That is like focused on deeper coaching or more advanced coaching techniques. So I'm going to send out an email tomorrow to confirm that that would be valuable for you ladies. And if so, then we'll kind of shift from foundations into, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but kind of like the next level. It'll be kind of like a continuation. It obviously won't be as intensive, but it'll provide a way for us to continue the support and continue the learning if that's what everybody's interested in doing. What else? So there's a proposal challenge that I want to also offer up to the group probably in a month or so. It's from Rich Litvin's 90-day proposal challenge framework, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to get ourselves out there and be proactive about having powerful conversations and signing clients versus kind of just waiting around and, you know, checking our Yelp or our Thumbtack every day. I did the 90-day proposal challenge. I am pretty sure for the first 3 years, I did it like around the clock. I would do 90 days. Sometimes I would compete with myself. Sometimes it would be me and my friend Brian, because he was building his business as well. But it really kept me from sitting back passively. It was like really motivating. And it also really helped me shift in through a lot of that money stuff about like the sale and like the, you know, it's the cheesy sales call. So the proposal challenge in combination with the consultation call outline, like, helped me feel so much better about like having those kinds of conversations. So I'll post something about that in the group also in a couple of weeks, because people are still kind of getting their businesses set up and what have you. But I was thinking that could be a really fun thing to do as a group and gamify it a little bit. And since the year 2020 is wrapping out and 2021 is on the horizon, it could be fun to start the challenge like in January, because that is also, just so you ladies know, January is historically the best time of year to be having to sign clients, like, you know, New Year's, the whole New Year's syndrome where people are wanting to improve their lives and all that stuff. So January is a really hot month for people having it on top of mind that they need to work on themselves and their lives. So I was thinking it could be fun to do that for January until January, February, March, like quarter one of 2021. So we can talk about that. And yeah, let's do, we can do a Q&A for the last 15, or we can do takeaways of the journey. I'm a little partial to the latter, but I'm going to put it to a vote here. Who would like to do Q&A? No judgment. It's totally okay if you do. Okay. Cool. We'll do takeaways. Beautiful. Herky, also, thank you for your question around the ego self-esteem distinction. I have been down so many rabbit holes with that in the past month since you asked it, because it's a really, really good question. And I have the experiential understanding of the difference, and I've been playing with how to like unpack it and describe it. And, but it like had me go on this, I've been on this quest, like reading all this research and like spiritual literature and scientific studies and like all kinds of stuff. So, what I'm wanting to do is to come up with a really great way of explaining that, kind of like maybe the address, plot of land, house analogy, like how that just makes sense. I want to try to figure out a way to answer your question, with depth and clarity to that degree. And it's something that I've been really wanting to do for LFP anyway. It's like more, at least like an introduction of what ego is. So I just want you to know that it's still brewing. yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay, let's do takeaway round. So it'll be, you know, you can choose a takeaway from recent, from tonight, or from the whole experience of like foundations and in a soundbite, or in a share around your takeaway from being in this group, learning what you've learned, or your own personal like transformation in the process. Anything that really like kind of stands out from the past 4 months or so.
I'll start.
Thank you.
Well, one thing this call reminded me of is that I just want to go back and re-listen to all of our calls and to go through the workbooks again. I feel like there's a lot of value in there, and it just reminded me of a lot of stuff that I'm like, oh yeah, we talked about that. Now I want to, as a refresher. But I think that my takeaway from this entire past 4 months is this. I don't know what I went into thinking this would be. I mean, obviously I just was looking for, I was just looking for just getting more skills around coaching and getting deeper into coaching and all of that. But for me, and I know I've said this before, is just that overcoming some of this confidence and this issues that I was doing, that was my biggest growth and my biggest takeaway, and just really feeling into the being present in the presence, and not just in coaching, like with my clients and all of that, but also just in my entire life. I mean, I know I've been practicing some of that since starting to work with you, Fawn, but just now I just feel like it's on a much deeper level, and that presence, just being present in my life and with my coaches, with my clients, has just been, I don't know, just been an awesome, amazing thing for me, and a huge period of growth for me these last couple of months, overcoming some of those, what I thought confidence should be and should look like as a coach and all of that. And then the other thing that came to mind as I was just saying all of this is just that presence also led to an insight around my own intuition and creativity and what I had thought. You know, I've always had this thing around, like, I'm not super creative, or I can't do things in the moment or come up with things in the moment. And that was proven wrong during this. So that was my big takeaway.
Yay. Wow. Big paradigm shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Yay. Yeah. And I totally encourage everybody to go back and listen to the recordings and workbooks. It's like, I, let's see, how many times have I, after every call, a few days after every call, or maybe like between calls, I would listen to the recording and hear it from a new angle and like hear things that, or things would like connect with me, shares that you ladies had, you know, things you'd been talking about or aspects of the journey that you had been navigating at the time. And there is a lot of value in going back to re-listen. And if for nothing else, hearing your own transformations, like in your shares at the beginning of the call, right? Remembering like, oh my gosh, I was totally there. So yeah, awesome. Who's next? Takeaway.
I'll just say ditto. Because seriously, I was looking at my thing and during the one part where we talked about confidence, I just have prioritized presence over confidence. Mm-hmm. And like Ashley said, this whole thing just spills over into my life outside of here. So it feels so right. Like it feels like this is my authentic self, because we're doing the work, like as we're living it out and doing the work for ourselves. So, and on many of our calls, just being able to talk through some of our personal things, you know, I think we've all been in the hot seat and allowed each other to help us. And, you know, so we were on both sides. We've been the client in class and we've been the coach in class. And I think it just makes it so much more of a sincere place. Like we're all coming and we're all here for a reason, a purpose, and we're doing that we're, you know, and willing to do the work within ourselves to not just be a better coach, but be a better person. So I feel like it's truly from our hearts. So that would be my takeaway.
Oh, so beautiful. Wow. It's a really cool experience I think it's almost invaluable being in group for some part of the coaching education journey or coach development journey, like being in group cohort. Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Kim. And how amazing too, like I didn't even think about this when we started or when I kind of planned this out, but gosh, and nobody thought the freaking pandemic was going to go for as long as it has, I don't think. So as we all started into summer and some real personal stuff was going on for just about everybody to some degree, some kind of like, you know, human life stuff was going on. And to hear in your buddy coaching calls, the support for each other and the compassion and hearing how helpful it was to have these consistent regular buddy coaching calls through all of those experiences and the support. And also you ladies knowing each other so well enough to know each other and to really be seen in by each other and get that feedback. And yeah, that was just really incredible timing, I think, that things rolled out that way. Anyway, Aliana, do you want to, or Kirky, who would like to share? Take away.
I'll go. Awesome. Okay, so thinking back, it's kind of crazy because I had this fear when I started, like, oh, I really don't want to have imposter syndrome. Like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to fucking do this. And mm-hmm. I'm going to show up and I want to live the life that I'm helping my clients achieve. So I would say these past few months have been like such a huge transformation internally for me, because I feel I'm constantly coaching myself and saying, okay, if I don't put in the work, then, you know, there's going to be a consequence for that. And it's just such a shift when, you know, showing up for myself, and also being able to be in this group of such amazing, strong women, and all of you guys are smart and just amazing. So it's really cool to not be alone on this coaching journey and to have that community and to have each other to just lean on during these times has just been amazing. So thank you guys. And thank you, Fawn, for always hosting these gems. Mm-hmm. I'm actually revisiting teams workbooks right now. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, you have some gems in there. So.
Oh, yay. That's great news.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Aliana. And I hope it's okay that I'm saying this, but Aliana didn't think she was going to join foundations.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm good with, I'm going to be fine with our one-on-one mentoring.
Yeah.
You will, but, and I was like, there's so much value in a group. Just come to the first one.
I was like, all right, fine. I'll go.
I was not leading the clients on there to find their own answers on that one.
Thank you, Fawn. No, I needed that push. So thank you.
So glad it worked out. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was like, are you sure you don't want to join? I'm so glad you did. I'm so, 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 so glad. Yeah.
Thank
meant
you.
To be. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Herky, takeaways for you?
Yeah. I would say journey of self-transformation and just the learning, like I have been saying, you know, from learning from you the skills, and I also have to still watch some of the videos and the documents, but every time I also revisit, for example, I compare when I was, you know, doing the coaching with you, and one time for my client I was pulling out core values, mm-hmm. and I pulled out what you and I did, and some of the stuff, my 1 year goal and your own, you know, the way you've documented was lots of nuggets of wisdom. We may not, and I'm sure this will come in handy even further along the journey as we refer back to it. So yeah, just the support, our community together, and all the wisdom we've received from you. So thank you. And mm-hmm. hopefully mm-hmm. we will all be connected and, you know, just share our highs and lows and everything like ever before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Sophie. I love that you're experiencing some through lines from your own journey and the resources and the, you know, like core values and paying it forward, but also taking a moment to realize, oh wow, like, you know, noticing your journey at the same time. It's beautiful. Yay. Well, congrats, everyone. You made it to call number 11, the wrap out. So moving forward, I'm going to send out an email to see, like, get a yes or no on who's in for like a monthly continuation cohort. And then in terms of certification, so complete your buddy sessions, upload those to the folder. Let me know every time you upload them, because I don't check it ever. So I only check it if someone's like, hey, I just uploaded my thing. So if you could just let me know, that would be great. And then once you've all done your 10 buddy coaching sessions, and if for the sessions with Leah, because I think she's probably, I'll check in with her, but I might rearrange like the dyads, yeah, upcoming. I'll make a note to myself. So go ahead and do those. And I encourage you to, like, now that you have a really great sense of the flow of a coaching session and you've all got a really great handle on that, you can utilize these sessions to work on tools, techniques, parts of what we've covered in Foundations that you want to develop further. And you can let the other person know. That's totally fine. Like if you're wanting to work on direct communication, for example, right? Sometimes it's like we get kind of timid. We don't want to – direct communication feels a little bit awkward. So things like that, right, where you can – or maybe both of you want to play like, okay, let's you know, let's both work on direct communication, or let's both work on the victim accountable. Like, will you play a victim? Well, like, what are you feeling like a victim about? Because I really want to work on my coaching around victim accountable, stuff like that. So start playing like with intentionally with the tools. I find that to be really helpful. And in the next few weeks, because I think most of you are still on your sixth, so there's still a few more buddy sessions to go and some more practice. And then we're going to do some kind of a an evaluation. It might just be me listening to your buddy coaching call, one of your last buddy coaching calls, or it might be something different, but there will be some kind of a, like, I am betting you guys, I'm not just going to be like, here's the certificate or here's your certification. But so far as I can tell, no problem. Like you're all, and I have conversations with each of you all the time too, but I really trust every single one of you as coaches. I think that you're all already great coaches in observing your buddy coaching sessions. Now that you've done so much personal work and you've done so much of the learning and the integration of the coaching principles and modalities, I totally give everybody the green light to, you know, go out there, start coaching, continue coaching if you've already started, and know that I'm a full, wholehearted hell yes to each of you going out into the world and shining your light and helping others do the same. So got my seal of approval, ladies. Yay. Cool. So I would say, just to kind of summarize that, I would say end of November, we'll go ahead and do like certification, official certification process. And I will have like a formal, you know, document for you to, or maybe like a seal or an emblem to have on your website. It will represent that you've put in your, I think it's 30 hours of these calls total that we've had, and then the buddy coaching sessions too. So it will mean something. It does mean something, and you have put in the time and you will have earned it. So that will, that'll be something I'll communicate with you ladies about ongoing. And thank you all for being a part of this. This has been so much fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure. True pleasure. Yeah. I'm so proud of all of you. I'm so, so, so proud of you. And yeah. Okay. Everybody go out and shine your lights, and you'll hear from me in the Facebook group or through email in the next couple of days.
All right.
Thank
you.
Wrap out.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye, ladies.
You.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.